Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
Kevin Flynn and I are ready to rock and roll, folks.
Here's what I tell everyone.
How the heck are you doing?
I was born by God's dear grace.
Could be worse. We could be in Hawaii right now.
In an extraordinary.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, is that awful? My goodness.
The stars and stripes.
Wildfires killing 36 people.
An eagle flies.
Destroying an entire community. A lot of folks are fleeing the wildfires in Hawaii. Our thoughts and prayers certainly with them. No easy feat. I'm sure it'll be politicized in no time by the woke mob.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Climate!
Exactly. We got a little climate wokeness on the program today. John Stossel before the end of the program today on the latest shenanigans in the woke global warming crowd. Looking forward to that. We are going to chat with Walter Hudson. He's a state representative. The Minnesota Republicans have been sending letters to the DFL with concerns over cannabis legalization in Minnesota and not getting any answers. So we're going to try and dig into that a little bit.
We had him on
so great.
When you were on vacation. He is sharp. He is.
Yep.
He's one of the hopefully one of the saviors for Minnesota out of St. Michael, Albertville area.
Exactly right. Yep. He is one of the rising stars in the Republican caucus in Minnesota, so we enjoy our conversations with him a great deal. And we'll get you updated on that. Chris Christie is daring Donald Trump to call him a fat pig to his face after a rally earlier this week in which
he didn't call him a fat pig.
No, he didn't. He said, quote, Christie, he's eating right now. He can't be bothered. And then somebody in the audience said, forget that fat pig or something. And then Donald Trump said, you can't say fat pig. You shouldn't call him a fat pig. Don't do that. That's not nice. Call him a fat pig. Of course, he's calling him a fat pig the whole time. So anyway, we're going to talk to the former chair of the Massachusetts Republican Party a little bit about this dust-up. You know what? I'd rather Donald Trump not name call like that, personally.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I think,
fat shaming. You see? He's so mean.
To me,
you never vote for anybody that does that.
Politics should be about addition, not subtraction. Simple math. You want as many people as possible to support what you stand for. Addition, not subtraction. So,
spot on.
There are a ton of people within the political world right now that agree with everything Donald Trump did as president of the United States in policy sense. Maybe not the tactics of how he did it, but what he did, what he accomplished, okay? And like it or lump it, some of them are going to peel off when they hear Donald Trump saying, oh, call him a fat pig, you're not a fat pig. They just are. So I would rather not. That having been said, before the calls admonishing me and texts admonishing me pour in, 701-271-1100, by the way, or 701 to text us 237-1590. Call 271-1100. Text 237-1590. Call 271-1100. Text 237-1590. Or if you prefer, you can email studio@flagfamily.com. That's how you participate in the program and tell us what's on your mind. Having said what I said, I'd rather he not say it. I'd rather he not go there. It's part of his brand. I don't know that he's capable of that governor to not do that. I really don't. And in any one of us, there are good things and bad things about how we conduct our life, right? Donald Trump's on the stage a lot, so we see the good and the bad more often than the average individual, say Kevin or I,
you know,
or whatever.
So, thing, go ahead, finish up.
I just want to say, number one, I just think he is who he is, and I don't think it's yet. I'd rather he not do it because, again, I want him to add supporters, not subtract supporters. That having been said, here's the most important thing I'm going to say on this debate.
But
we have a country to save, and so a lot of these things are a distraction. You know, when we're talking about whether or not Chris Christie should be called a fat pig or we shouldn't bother him because he's eating right now or whatever, we're not talking about the border. We're not talking about energy dominance in the U.S. We're not talking about our economy. We're not talking about runaway gas prices and Joe Biden's inflation and everything else. And it's sort of America today. We kind of follow the shiny object. And that's the most important thing. Saving this country is the most important thing, not what he called somebody. That isn't that important. I wish he wouldn't do it because it takes away bandwidth from the important things, but he's not going to change, in my opinion.
You're right. And you and I and everyone in that, you know, MAGA, deplorable, whatever, we agree. I'm not hiring for his people skills. I don't care. I want his policies. The problem is he's got to win the middle. We talk about it, and that's what he doesn't understand. And if he's that smart, you'd think he'd realize that doing things, I know it's just him. I know it's just Trump, but You're getting in a ring. You have a fight plan. This is the plan that we have to win the fight, not just, you know, win this side of the arena. We want to win the whole arena. So you get into the ring. You've got to execute the fight plan, and someone needs to get in his head and in his ear and say, Don, you can't, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Just stick to stay away from that. Try not to. Just don't. And you know what? You'll have enough gravitate out of the arena towards you to give you the win in the fight. But if it just boggles my mind that he keeps doing it knowing that, you know, he's not winning any of the middle with it. You know what I mean?
Winning should be the number one
focus. Gotta
win them
all, yes.
Everything that comes from my mouth should be about winning. Winning the debate. How do we win? And by the way, there's polls that show him up a little bit on Joe Biden. There's polls that show him tied with Joe Biden in some of the key states right now. This is going to be a slugfest. We know that. So, again, addition, not subtraction. Let's make politics about addition, not subtraction. Now, you have to have a set of firm beliefs. You can't be, you know, this, you know, Gumby, where you're stretched all these different directions just because you want people to love you. But I don't think there's much danger of Donald Trump doing that anytime soon. Your take on this at 701-271-1100. He also has said he is not going to take the RNC pledge, which simply says if you're going to be on the debate stage, you need to pledge that you will support whoever the nominee is. He told Eric Bolling this. You have that clip, Kim?
I do. This is on Newsmax. Yeah, this is Eric asking.
He's opened up so many avenues right now. That's just to clean up, tie up the Fox debate. And you'll decide next week.
I've already decided, and I'll be announcing something next week.
Yes. And those Fox senior executives came and had dinner with you and pitched you. Did they move the needle?
Well, they were very nice. Look, they were very nice.
Mr. President, the only reason I say this, I put a poll up on Twitter. At least two-thirds of the people don't want you to do the debate because they feel it could be a setup. Are you concerned about Fox setting
up?
Well,
when you're at 75%, 78%, 80%, and other guys are at 0%, 1%, 2%, 3%, you do say, what's the upside? Am I going to go up 1 point? But they could go up. You know, they're not dumb people. They're senators. They're governors. They're intelligent people. You have some very good people. I think you have some very good people, and you have some people. I mean, I have a problem with the debate for another reason. I wouldn't sign the pledge. Why would I sign a pledge if people on there that I wouldn't have? I wouldn't have certain people as, you know, somebody that I'd endorse. So they want you to sign a pledge. But I can name three or four people that I wouldn't support for president. So right there, there's a problem, okay? Right there, there's a problem. But I don't have to use that.
Right now,
no, I don't want to do that. There's no reason to insult them. But there are some people there that a lot of people wouldn't endorse, but they wouldn't be right. They're not going to go anywhere, by the way. They're not going to get it. But I would endorse.
He said that's one of the requirements for.
Yeah.
So you won't sign it.
Well, Well, they have three or four people that I wouldn't, you know, who would put these people as president? If you ever put these people as president, but you get somebody else, there'll be somebody. But right now, I saw Kristi Noem, who's terrific. She's done a fantastic job. I watched her this morning. She was on television. They asked her, are you going to run? Because there are other people running. Are you going to run? She said, no. Why aren't you going to run? Because nobody can beat Trump. She said it, which I greatly respect. I mean, she's saying, I hope the truth. She said, why would I run? Nobody's going to beat Trump. There's not even a contest. These people are just wasting their time. Somebody like Asa Hutchinson, who's polling at zero, will ask me nasty questions. Somebody like Chris Christie, he's polling at 1%, and he's going to ask me nasty questions, and others, too. And then you have some that are very good. I mean, Tim Scott has been very nice, and Ramaswamy has been very, very nice. I mean, these are, you know, very capable people, very good people. But why would you do that when you're leading by so much? Ronald Reagan didn't do it. Nixon didn't do it. Many people didn't do it.
Pretty obvious he's not going to do it.
He's not going to do it, yeah.
I mean, he's giving every reason why you wouldn't do it, and then he's also saying he's not going to sign a pledge. So it doesn't sound like he's going to do it. Is that the right decision? I would gauge our audience that more want him to debate than don't want him to debate. Eric Bolling sounded like it was the exact opposite. You tell me, Henry Fargo, you're next when we come back after the break. Others welcome at 271-1100. Get to your text, too, at 237-1590 on What's On Your Mind. Hey, it's Scott Hanlon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Don't how we was both raised, trying to argue with each other about the right or wrong ways, and a lot of division from the years of all the hate. But I know how we can bring about some change. Let's bring God to this small town and pray for our country now. Together as a unit, we can cover a lot of ground. No matter if you're white or brown, forget how they make it sound. I'm crazy enough to believe that we can all get along. Take good care of each other and speaking up when it's wrong. And looking out for one another, yeah, I wonder if we can try that here in this small town.
Wow. That's a rap song I can get behind right there.
Yeah. That is Lathan Warlick, a remix mashup on Try That in a Small Town. But
it's a fine addition of great themes there. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Man of color, rapper, Lathan, look him up, Lathan Warlick. Worth a follow.
I want to tell you about something great in Watford City, the grand opening of Elite Cabinets and Building Supply, fast approaching. Soon you'll have a top-shelf lumberyard and building material store nearby. Paint, tools, hardware, building materials, and lumber. Get those plans and project ideas ready, because Elite Cabinets and Building Supplies has big box selection with small-town neighborhood service. Just north of the Rough Rider Center on 23 East of downtown, Elite Cabinets and Building Supply. 271-1100, our telephone number. Is Trump right to say no way, no how on a pledge to support the ultimate nominee? What's funny about this is I thought the tough decision on that was going to be everybody else in the field, because basically, Chris Christie, do you want to be on that stage? Then you say you've got to support Trump. Asa Hutchinson, you want to be on the stage? You've got to support Trump. He's saying no, even though he's the leader, because, you know, I wouldn't support Asa Hutchinson. I wouldn't support Chris Christie. So what do you want him to do on the debate, and what do you think about saying no-go on the pledge? Henry in Fargo, you're up at 271-1100. Go ahead.
Okay, so as far as the good morning. As far as the debate not taking pledge, I 100% agree with him. And I bet most of your audience agrees that there's, out of 17 people, there's probably 15 that we wouldn't vote for. So that's a no-brainer. The second thing is, we're still allegedly or whatever in this woke environment right now, and before that there was another thing called toxic masculinity. We had all these things going on, and then there was, you couldn't use these words, you couldn't use those words, and that's all that is with calling him fat or whatever the comments were. He was having fun, and 20 years ago we'd all laughed at it, but we've got this, I'm gonna call it woke, but it's pre-woke, these people, oh, he said fat, oh, grow up. The guy is fat and he's obnoxious. So he called him what it was. It's hilarious as hell. And the rest of you guys that don't like it, grow a pair.
Love it.
All right, Henry. You said it right there. You laid it on the line. Is Henry right or wrong on the, you know, there is a significant portion of the voting public that would be considered to be overweight. And what do they think when they hear him call Chris Christie a fat pig?
They think fat shamer.
Do they? Are they more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him?
It comes down to the mean factor. It comes down to you didn't have to say that, you know, and whoever said it, you know, yeah. And, you know, to say that to somebody is rude. It's mean. And the rude, mean part of Trump is where he loses a big part, where he loses the middle, where he loses, you know, the soccer moms. Oh, if he just would just, you know, not do that. And talk about the things that, like you said, Scotty, all the things that actually matter. Don't, and Doug Burgum, you said it yesterday, was perfect. Divert all that. Like, can we stay on topic, guys? Can we talk about the border? Can we talk about the traffic and the fentanyl, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's just not capable of it. I don't know.
Governor Doug Burgum gave a clinic.
He did.
On how to not take the bait from the fake news media.
And Sunday, Eric Bolling isn't fake. Newsmax is not fake, but, you know, you asked about that. Yeah, I'm not going to sign the thing, and I'm not. That's all I'm going to talk about. That's it. But
Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, your take on this topic. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Right, man.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know that I really have a strong opinion on whether it's right or wrong, but it's perfectly in line with Trump's personality. It's on brand for him. He is behaving, and always has behaved, as though he's the presumptive nominee. I mean, why would he do anything else?
why would he do anything else other than what?
What he does.
Other than what's on brand for him. This is right in line with his personality. He is behaving as though he has this wrapped up. If he doesn't, he should. I mean, it's just, this is Trump. This is what Trump does. I don't, right or wrong, I'm not, I mean, color me unsurprised, I guess.
I think that's fair.
You know, I'm going to give you a quick fighter analogy. You got a fight plan, you're going to get in the ring. You're a fighter that always leaps his left hand down. You know, he rights up, but your left hand hangs down. Are you going to get in the ring and get your left hand up and fight a better fight, or are you just going to let your hand hang down and get beat? That's just Trump. He just has his left hand down all the time. Well, he's going to get crushed. If he doesn't get his hand up. So that's my analogy to it.
I come back to addition rather than subtraction, right? And I agree with what you're saying. Trump is Trump. He's not going to change. I said the same thing at the top. I don't think you're going to get him to not name call. You know, I mean, the Chris Christie fat jokes are not going to go away. They are not, because that's him. My question is that a smart strategy? Is that the and your answer, I think, is, hey, Trump's Trump. Totally get it. Again, is that the smart strategy? Not being on the debate stage for the first debate. Smart strategy? Right way to go? He's the leader. Why let others punch up at him?
If you're asking me.
I am.
If you're asking me if that's a smart strategy, I think it's pretty self-evident. Right or wrong, of course, Biden was playing dirty pool in 2020, but Trump lost power in 2020. Dirty pool or whatever the reason. I don't think there's any, if Trump's not going to be any different, I don't expect the outcome to be any different. I think he would lose in a head-to-head matchup with Biden. But, I mean, Trump's going to Trump, and I really think that there stands an awfully good chance we could see a repeat of 2020 in 2024.
Ryan, appreciate your call. Thank you. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Texter says, Scott, I really don't understand why President Trump doesn't want to debate. As an American, I want to hear all the candidates on their thoughts for our country. For a so-called tough guy, I'm surprised he's afraid he might get some tough or mean or nasty questions, especially since he's the one usually being mean to his opponents. What would he say that could hurt him? Well, I think he's more worried about what others will say than what he would say, personally.
Right.
But I just think it's so not like Trump to not be on that stage. That's what I can't get over. It's just not like him to not be on that stage. I get why advisors are saying, hey, why go there? Everybody's going to be punching at you. Don't let them do that.
We had a text earlier about he's been there, he's done that, he's proven, he's had the office, he's had successes, he's done. There's no reason for him to get up and, you know, take any kind of loss, and more importantly, give anybody else any gain, you know, any ground.
Kevin and Grand Force, when we come back, others behind him at 271-1100. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. And this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. Federal officials say they shot and killed a Utah man during an FBI raid related to threats against President Biden yesterday morning. The FBI said the shooting happened as special agents tried to serve an arrest and search warrant at a Provo residence. On Monday, the man allegedly made a threatening post about Biden's visit to Utah this week. No other information was given. The Hawaiian island of Maui is under a state of emergency as wildfires have left at least 6 people dead and destroyed structures. Officials said yesterday that hurricane-force winds and drought conditions have fueled the fires, which have devastated the tourist town of Lahaina. Hundreds of homes and businesses have burned, forcing mass evacuations. Some residents, desperate to escape the flames, actually had to jump into the ocean. The Coast Guard said it has rescued at least a dozen people in Lahaina. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let's check out the lunch menu today. Petro Serve USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Philly cheesesteak sub. Right now, the 45th Street location.
Sold.
Yeah, there you go.
Sold.
Head on over to the 45th Petro Serve USA location for that today. Philly cheesesteak sub. Chicken Alfredo in Glendon. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue. Tater Tot Chicken Casserole, 12th Avenue, I-29 location. Scalloped potatoes with ham or Taco Hot Dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tuna Hot Dish, also in Harwood. And get a load of this in Valley City today. Bacon Cheeseburger Hot Dish. Or their fantastic French Dip Sandwich. Petro Serve USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience.
Ready?
See him.
Look at that. Right there. Look on the stream. Uh-huh. Right there, baby.
You're fired up for the Vikes tonight, are you?
It's happening. It's here. Preseason ball starts tonight.
I know. We're so middle of August, and football starts, and you know what comes.
Oh, yeah.
Leaves start turning, and gets a little cooler out there, and then some white stuff comes down. Yeah.
Hey.
Kevin in Grand Forks, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin. By the way, Walter Hudson coming up, state representative in Minnesota, on some concerns Republicans have about the new law in Minnesota for marijuana legalization. I'll tell you about that coming up here in a couple of minutes. But Kevin, Grand Forks, go ahead. You're up.
Walter Hudson's a good guy. I've actually listened to him before, but that's beside the point. But with regards to Trump, he will be who he is. Whether he's going to debate or not, that's completely up to him. He's already stated he won't. And as you guys said, he's been there. He's held the position. He's done all of it. So he pretty much doesn't have anything to prove. But these debates pretty much should be a catwalk for these guys for cabinet positions. I mean, Doug Burgum would be a good one for energy secretary. He sits on top, he's governor of a state that sits on top of probably one of the best oil reserves we have in the nation.
Yeah, somebody last night I was talking to said, wouldn't Doug Burgum make a great cabinet head of a completely new entity, and that is just the whole IT world for the federal government. And,
sure.
And taking his business expertise in there.
I think energy, too.
I think the egos are such that everybody on that stage isn't in it for a cabinet post. They're in it because they think they can win it. That far, you are. But I hear you. Donald Trump said, actually, not long ago, Kevin, I don't know if you heard this, but he said, I think I'll just watch and see if any of these people are worthy of being my VP.
That, too. I mean,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that, I mean, the way he treats some of these people, some of them will tell him no. obviously, Chris Christie. Chris Christie will tell him flat out. No, I mean, we've heard that. We know that. The way he's treating DeSantis right now, I don't even know if DeSantis would even consider holding a position for him. But, I mean, in all honesty, this should be a talent competition for picking cabinet positions and vice president at this point.
Great.
Because, I mean, it looks like he's going to take the Republican nomination, given that he's being ostracized from just about everywhere. And the more these radical Dems come after him, the more that people are going to be like, well, let me have him.
Appreciate the call, Kevin. Thank you. Call again. Glad you're listening. 701-271-1100. Should Donald Trump sign the pledge? I'll support whoever the nominee is. Should he continue to name call? Should he debate? A couple of questions we're throwing out today and getting some great answers. Dave and Carlstead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. The conventional wisdom and behavior of candidates is to sign those pledges, you know, out of respect for the party leadership, delegates, and the voters in the party that, you know, support the party structure. After all, you're vying for the nomination of the party. So that would be the conventional wisdom of most candidates. Perhaps if he's saying he won't sign the pledge, it's because he has some other design. Maybe he wants to replace the party with a different party, or maybe he thinks that there's some kind of subterfuge or shenanigans going on within the party to harm his nomination. I don't know. It's hard to know, but you know, as you know, the conventional activity, conventional wisdom would be to support and sign the pledge.
Should he do it?
Well, I think he should. I don't know how he gains from not doing it. Not that it's going to, I don't think it would harm him in the end to refuse to sign it, frankly, but, you know, he will alienate some members of the party by refusing to do it. So, you know, it seems that I don't see how he loses by signing the pledge. So that would be my thought.
I think he thinks he's going to be the nominee. I think most of the tea leaves point to the fact that he's going to be the nominee. So to me, you're signing a pledge saying I'll support myself. So I don't know why he wouldn't, but I think he's taking it literally to say, hey, you only sign his pledge and we don't know what can happen. There's people up there that I would never support. So therefore, I'm not going to sign it. I think it's just another way for him to say I don't want to debate. Everything from that clip we played earlier sounds like he's not going to debate. Listener Lucas says, Trump continuing to be Trump and staying in the race will only help the Democrats in 2024, just like 2020 and 2022. Even if another Republican candidate rises to take the nomination, I would expect Trump would run as an independent, which would further help the Democrats in battleground states. Trump has become what Hillary was in 2016, unlikable and unelectable. Interesting take, and one that's a little at odds with the majority of our feedback here today on the program, but we appreciate all opinions here. Minnesota Republicans are concerned about the legalization of marijuana. The bill has already passed in the last session, but there are a lot of questions that remain. We're going to find out a little bit more about those questions from Walter Hudson, who's State Representative of District 38, far reaches of our signal down St. Michael, Albertville area is where he represents, and always a pleasure to have him on the program. Welcome back, Walter. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Glad to be with you.
So I see you signed this letter along with a significant number of Republicans to Governor Walz and the Speaker and the Majority Leader expressing disappointment in their unwillingness to address what you consider glaring effects in the 2023 marijuana legislation law. Let's walk through these. What are they ignoring?
Well, I think our chief concern is what we certainly hope are unintended consequences and vulnerabilities when it comes to minors. Access to marijuana from minors, either when it comes to the sale, possession, transfer. There are many loopholes that apparently were not noticed and certainly weren't addressed in the legislation that enable minors to potentially be exposed to and get their hands on and transfer amongst themselves marijuana, which I do not think was the intention of the Democrats, but it's the effect of the legislation that they didn't spend a lot of time thinking through.
Well, you're assigning some good motives there, especially when the bill's author over on the Senate side, Lindsey Poore, a senator, stated in an interview with MinnPost that decriminalization for young people was, quote, intentional and that prohibition doesn't work.
Yeah, I guess I am being giving them too much credit then. It's amazing to think that even I do that sometimes. But, yeah, there you go. I guess that was their intention then. So that makes it even worse. And it certainly explains why Governor Walz recently made it clear that he wasn't going to move forward with a special session to try to fix these problems and protect kids. And listen, you know, failure to protect kids, boy, that's just been a theme this entire legislative session. I mean, you start with the House File 1, Senate File 1, the first legislative priority of the Democrats this year, which was aligning our abortion policy with North Korea and China. And you go through to enabling parental kidnapping in order to affirm the LGBT stuff and, you know, just go through to letting babies suffer and die on medical tables without life-saving care as a result of repealing the Infant Borderline Protection Act. I mean, they're just checking all the boxes when it comes to ensuring that it's incredibly hazardous to be a young human being in the state of Minnesota, all while claiming that they're trying to make it the most family-friendly place to raise kids.
And there's other concerns you've raised in this letter. One, the fact that the bill reduces penalties for illegal sale to minors. Now, why in the world you'd want less of a penalties beyond me? Enables criminals who exploit minors only a petty misdemeanor or misdemeanor for the illegal sale of marijuana products if the seller is a minor. Wow.
Right.
Another, let's negligent adults off the hook. Because, you know, for instance, in alcohol regulations, there's a civil liability on adults who allow underage kids to get drunk on their property and the underage kid causes harm to another person. But the same liability to parents and other adult hosts won't apply to the marijuana products. So, you know, that's another head-scratcher, isn't it?
There's a lot of head-scratchers when it comes to their approach to legalizing marijuana. And it's almost inverted, where they have these arbitrary and head-scratching limitations upon what adults can do. You know, like, for instance, you or I can't just decide that we're going to start growing and selling marijuana just on our own. We can't do that. But, you know, if a minor were to go about engaging in activity, they're not going to be held to any real account, nor will an adult who, as you say, through negligence makes marijuana available to a minor face much in the way of consequence. And so it's all kind of backwards in terms of the way they're handling this. If you legitimately thought, if you want to compare it to alcohol prohibition, to my knowledge, there's no limit on how many kegs of beer I can have in my garage. But, you know, I've got to go through all these hoops and jump through all these hoops in order to potentially be able to have the honor of being able to open a marijuana dispensary. And if I don't check the right demographic boxes, I'm going to have less of an opportunity to do it than others because we've apparently decided to integrate racial discrimination into the marijuana licensure mix. So they're going to make it tough on people who want to abide by the law and want to deal in good faith with other adults. But when it comes to protecting kids and ensuring that kids don't get their hands on this mind-altering substance, they're not particularly interested in doing anything.
Any sign whatsoever, I know you've sent two letters, but are there anybody reaching out to say, let's address these deficits?
Not to my knowledge, and I'm not holding my breath. You know, they're quite proud of themselves. I mean, they've been strutting around since the legislative session ended, bragging about everything under the sun, including things that weren't their ideas and that they actively opposed, like providing millions of dollars to nursing homes that desperately need them. That was something that they opposed tooth and nail all through session and only gave into at the last minute as leverage to get a bonding bill passed. And they've admitted as such in recent weeks and days that they were holding that up as leverage for the bonding bill. So, these are folks who are very proud of the work that they've done. They don't feel as though anything they've done is wrong or imperfect or needs fixing in any way.
Usually with that level of arrogance, there's a boomerang at some point. That's what we're hoping for. Keep up the fight. Walter Hudson, we appreciate you. Thanks for the update on this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services, and I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on your mind? You looking for some bottom line certainty? Month to month, seeing variables that you can't control and throws your whole numbers off and gives you headaches and everything else. H.A. Thompson and Sons to the rescue. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of buildings rely on the expertise of H.A. Thompson and Sons and their linked service contracts where they maintain your HVAC and mechanical. They also do this for assembly lines. They do it for a lot of folks. And you know what? They're maintaining it. They're replacing parts when they break down. They're replacing entire units when they break down. They do that all, and you pay one price.
H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Bruce in Fargo, next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, as far as Trump not taking this debate stage, I don't think he will. I think what's going to happen is that, Vivek Ramaswamy is probably going to run the tables on everybody. He's going to steal the energy out of the room. I just think it's going to be his show on this if Trump's not there. And, you know, Ramaswamy, he's very clear and concise, has energy. Whereas you look at Mike Pence, he's kind of, I don't know, he kind of has that monotone drone voice, low energy, as Trump would say. And I think Vivek's going to, he's not going to personally attack these people, I think, because he said he wouldn't. He's not running against people. He's running for the president. And I don't think he will personally attack anybody, but I think his messaging is going to be so in tune to what, you know, the conservatives, the true conservatives really want to hear. I think that's going to boost him a lot.
Yeah, he's been brilliant. He's a pro-Trump candidate against Trump. Go figure. He's threaded that needle absolutely beautifully. And I think you're right. If Trump doesn't show at the debates, Vivek will be a star. He will. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate the call. Speaking of Trump, we've been pondering this question of, you know, I call it addition versus subtraction when you're trying to garner supporters. But Donald Trump is Donald Trump, and Donald Trump loves to assign names and labels, and he's not afraid to call Chris Christie overweight or worse. He said at a campaign rally recently when he was talking about all of his opponents, he said, Christie, he's eating right now. He can't be bothered. Somebody in the crowd said, hey, don't call him a fat pig. Or don't worry about the fat pig or something like that. And then Trump repeats fat pig a bunch of times. What do we think about that? Former chair of the Massachusetts Republican Party, founder of Pocketbook Project, Jennifer Nasur is here to give us her two cents. Jennifer, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. This is great.
I wanted a perspective from someone in, I guess places where there are less Republicans than there are here in the heartland of America. On this question, what's your take on what Trump? And it's not just Chris Christie; it's just that's the Trump brand, right? He's going to name call. He's going to go out there at his rallies and make fun of folks. Is it smart of him to do that? Is it just baked into the cake, and that's who he's going to be? What's your take?
No, I think it's terrible. Listen, we had to hear this stuff right back in 2015 with, you know, little hands Marco and Lion's Head, and it just continues, but. You know, you get to a point where, I mean, this is number one. First of all, for everyone out there who is suffering from an eating disorder, you know, whether it's on the obesity side or on the anorexia side, this is terrible. This is terrible messaging. And this isn't coming from a leader. This is coming from a kid in a kindergarten playground. You know, second of all, what do our enemies think when they see this? What do the independents think when they hear this? And instead of Trump playing to a general electorate, if, you know, his poll numbers, yes, his poll numbers are outstanding, but he's not playing to a general electorate. He's playing to a very small group of people. And at the end of the day, you need to be president of everyone. And he's not showing the leadership capabilities. He's just going out there and mocking people. And I don't think that's right. When we have an economy in crisis, we have open borders, we have fentanyl coming over our borders. We have, you know, Russia and China up our rear ends, right, and laughing at us at every step of the way. And I mean, I don't know what you guys have there in Fargo, but I can tell you Boston and our other major cities have so much lawlessness because of rogue DAs and rogue mayors and the housing crisis going on because our mayors would rather house migrants over housing veterans. I think that's terrible. There are many issues to talk about, and this is not one of them.
You mentioned little Marco and Lion Ted and the famous 2016 labels that he put on his opponents. He won. He also had more votes in 2020 than he had in 2016. So if you're Trump and if you're supporters, you say this has worked in the past, don't you?
Well, it didn't work in 2020, did it? I mean, he's not president of the United States, and we have Joe Biden, and so he could try it again. But also, I would say that the people he's running against at this point, you know, you've got Vivek, you've got Nikki Haley, you have Tim Scott. So you have three folks of color and diversity and a woman in there. You have a younger generation where you have DeSantis, who's in his 40s, and you have Suarez, who's also in his 40s. I mean, you know, I think that Trump is in a different position now than he was before. And I think that there are many different camps of people that are still looking around for their perfect candidate. And Trump can keep doing this, but I don't think it's his leadership. And I'll tell you, what makes the Republicans any better than the Democrats when Trump won't show up to a debate, neither will Joe Biden? When we have octogenarians on either side that are running to be the leaders of our country when the majority of the country's in the middle.
Some great points. Appreciate your take. Different opinion, for sure, than the majority of our listeners, but enjoyed the take. Jennifer Nasser, thank you. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.